With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The sponsor of the Keystone XL crude oil pipeline says it's pulling the plug on the contentious project after Canadian officials failed to persuade the Biden administration to reverse its cancellation of the company's permit. Calgary-based TC Energy says it would work with government agencies to ensure a safe termination of and exit from the partially built project. A South Dakota labor leader says he expects Smithfield and the Sioux Falls Workers Union to reach a contract negotiation this week, but if not, to expect a strike. The pork plant gained national attention when it became a coronavirus hotspot last year. The 3,700 workers produce about 5% of the nation's pork each day. SDPB's Ariel Zients reports.
Cooper Carraway is the president of the South Dakota Federation of Labor. He expects Smithfield and the Sioux Falls Union to reach a contract agreement this week, even though they remain far apart on certain issues. But he says the workers remain ready to strike if the contract isn't finalized by early next week. Carraway says the workers are making demands in response to nearby competition and the COVID-19 pandemic. Smithfield was a hotspot where 4 workers died and nearly 1,300 contracted the virus.
Through this whole time, they're called essential. They're told their work is essential. They're called heroes. And I think they came to the negotiation table expecting to be treated like they are essential and expected to be treated like they are heroes. And for management to show the level of disrespect they have at the negotiating table, I think is why you're seeing the reaction from the workers that you're seeing.
99% of the union voted to reject an earlier contract offer, and 98% authorized a strike if an agreement isn't met. Carraway says the union is fighting against cuts to unpaid leave and to preserve a 15-minute afternoon break for those who work at least 7 hours a day. Workers also want to raise the baseline pay from $17 an hour to $19 an hour. That would match the JBS pork plant in nearby Worthington, Minnesota. A spokeswoman for Smithfield calls the process of multiple contract offers expected and routine. Kira Lombardo is the chief administrative officer. She wrote in an email that officials will continue discussions with workers. She did not say whether non-unionized or temporary workers could keep the plant open during a strike. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.
A nuclear-capable stealth plane is coming to western South Dakota. The United States Air Force is selecting Ellsworth Air Force Base as the first home for B-21 bombers. The planes are currently under development. U.S. Senator John Thune says it's exciting news. Ellsworth was almost closed 16 years ago by the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, or BRAC.
It's a once-in-a-generation historic opportunity for South Dakota. When we've gone from, in 2005, BRAC to the B-21, it's an amazing story.
Thune calls the B-21 Raider a next-generation bomber.
And you've got a weapon system, I think, that is going to be very well equipped to serve our country's national security interests, not only currently, but well into the future. And I think it's being designed with that in mind. The long-range strike capability, the extended deterrence that comes with this, those are all features of the B-21 that I think will serve our country very well.
The B-21s will gradually replace the existing B-1 bombers at Ellsworth, some of which have already been decommissioned. Officials say the B-21 will add 3,000 people to the Black Hills area. For SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.